From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. The family of a slain British lawmaker speaks out. The man charged with murdering British lawmaker Joe Cox gave his name as death to traitors, freedom for Britain when he appeared in court on Saturday, accused of a killing that has left next week's vote on European Union membership in limbo. The murderer of Cox, a 41-year-old mother of two young children, has shocked Britain, elicited condolences from leaders around the world, and raised questions about the tone of campaigning ahead of the EU referendum. The family of Joe Cox paid tribute to the parliamentarian, speaking next to a makeshift memorial in Birstall Saturday. Her sister, Kim Ledbetter, described the 41-year-old as a dedicated mother and local representative who will live on through all of the good people in the world.
We want to say a most sincere and heartfelt thank you to everyone who has expressed their love and affection for Joe and sent their thoughts and sympathy to us. It has genuinely made a difference and helped us through some dark times in the last 48 hours.
Ledbetter said Cox's death had left her family broken, but she added they were determined to mend over time and never let Joe leave our lives. Iraqi forces gained control of the main hospital in Fallujah Saturday and were clearing mines after driving the Islamic State group from most of the city, one of its last remaining strongholds in the Anbar province west of Baghdad. Brigadier General Haider al-Obeidi told the Associated Press that fighting was still underway in parts of the city where the United States and Iraqi warplanes targeted snipers and other IS positions. Read more about this on our website. It is voanews.com. This is VOA News. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter of the United States has slammed Russia for bombing U.S.-backed opposition forces in southern Syria, calling the actions problematic. Speaking to reporters at the Pentagon Friday, Carter said the fighters hit by Russia's airstrikes were fighting against the Islamic State militant group. He said the Russians either intentionally attacked the rebels, which would conflict with their stated goal of defeating IS, or they fired on the rebels by accident as a result of poor quality intelligence. The secretary also suggested the Russian military did not properly use a communication line that was established between the two countries to prevent unsafe U.S. and Russian air operations over Syria. One of five Hong Kong booksellers whose disappearances sparked international concern on Saturday led a protest attended by thousands in the semi-autonomous Chinese city against Beijing's alleged suppression of freedom of speech. Lam Wing Kee, who went missing 8 months ago after crossing into the mainland, returned to Hong Kong Tuesday. His revelation of months spent in harrowing detention by mainland Chinese authorities earlier this week has inflamed tense relations between the semi-autonomous city and Beijing. Some of the protesters, including student Tang Hu Yangso, also expressed worries about the one country, two systems policy between Hong Kong and China.
I come from this protest because we know that the one country, two system is really being damaged because we know that Mr. Lam, the owner from the bookshop selling like politics books, is being oppressed in the mainland China and being arrested in a really illegal way.
The saga of the missing booksellers underscores growing fear in Hong Kong that Beijing is tightening its hold on the city and eroding its considerable autonomy. A Soyuz capsule carrying a crew from the International Space Station made a successful parachute landing Saturday in Kazakhstan. The three-man returning crew included U.S. astronaut Tim Kopra, British astronaut Tim Peake, and Russian cosmonaut Yuri Melenchenko. Peake was the first British astronaut to have gone to the ISS. The landing Saturday took place about 3 hours after the crew separated from the orbiting space station, ending their six-month excursion. Russian federal investigators have opened a criminal case against the former director of the Moscow's anti-doping laboratory on charges of abuse of power. Grigory Rodchenkov, who has fled the United States, revealed last month. He fled to the U.S., revealed last month, an elaborate doping cover-up scheme at the 2014 Sochi Olympics. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.